Every week at this time, Hulsucker Meats. You can find them in Ottoman, Minnesota, right on Main Drag. You can't miss the sign if you're on Highway 10. Gives you an opportunity to answer any question you might have, cuts, rubs, all that. From Spencer Ward, he's the meat dude. We find him out in New Salem, North Dakota. Spencer, my friend, it's been 2 weeks. How you been?
I've been doing good. How about you? Are you glad to be back at work and
no.
stuff? And yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. The poolside week and sunny 75-degree weather in Arizona was pleasant. I asked a question from listeners earlier this week because I've got a little bit of a buildup on my roof. And I had a roof rake. Do you have one of those?
I don't know.
Okay, it's terrible. Hated it. So they suggested that I go buy this roof avalanche, which is the one with the blue tarp. Instead of going over the top of the snow, you go underneath. It works great, but my shoulders are dead. And I still have a lot of snow left to get off my roof. So you don't have that problem out there?
No, we do. I just haven't done anything to counteract it yet.
Okay. So. That's typically me, but I said, no, enough is enough. And I waited way too long. So I'm paying the price for it. It's only my own fault, as pretty much everything else I complained about. I got some messages that were sent to me over email on Tuesday. A couple of weeks ago, I think we talked about an indoor rotisserie, and a listener, Tim, sent in that he did a whole chicken. Turned out great. Salt, pepper, garlic on this old rotisserie chicken on an indoor situation. So there you got a little feedback there with our conversation. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, Spence. And on every menu in the area is corned beef. Everybody's got corned beef on the menu, so let's talk about it. How does one make it? Where do you buy it? What's the different kinds of it?
Well, you can buy it all over the place. There's a lot of retail shops that make it in-house. There's obviously the big guys that make it as well. But it's normally brisket, and then it's just cured. Salted cured beef. Most of the time it's seasoned with like pickling spices per se, like mustard seeds, peppercorns, anise, things like that. But that's really all corned beef is just salted cured beef that's cooked. You know, we always have that discussion of what's pastrami, what's corned beef, and they're all just, at the end of the day, they're all salted cured beef, usually how it's served and a few different spices that term it as a corned beef or something else. It's just like sausage, you know. There's all sorts of different kinds of bratwurst or different kinds of ring sausage. And what's the difference between them? Well, most of the time it's just a few ingredients that turn it into that certain dish or that certain name. But, corned beef is obviously popular for this holiday. And it's pretty simple. It's a really rich flavored beef. And, I'm not having corned beef on my menu. I haven't had corned beef for St. Patty's Day in a long time, but I know a lot of people do. So,
well, you don't want to get in the way of that green beer that's out in New Salem, I imagine. How long does it take when you talk about the salted and the cure, as far as somebody, if they wanted to, do this at home. I mean, is this a tedious process?
Yeah, so if you're doing it at home, if you don't have the equipment that I have access to in a, you know, commercial meat processing facility, you're essentially going to pickle brine it. So you're going to create that salt and cure brine in water, submerge that brisket and pickle it, right? Pickling is just a term used to that. Is used to describe submerging something in a water brine. You're going to want a brisket is going to want to sit in there for probably a week in order to penetrate all the proteins. How I would do it commercially is inject it. So it speeds the process up, and you could inject it at home too. If you have a meat injector that helps get into the center of those proteins and spread out that brine or that salt cure a little faster. And then I would commercially tumble it, which really speeds the process up. If you're doing it in your fridge, you're still probably going to want to let it sit after injection for 3 to 4 days. If you're just pickle brining it, it's going to be, you know, a good 7 days. The old school way, you know, the corned beef old school is just essentially rubbing it. on the surface with a salt and cure and letting it do its thing. That's going to take multiple weeks in order for everything to penetrate and get through all the proteins and get good and cured and salted. So lots of different methods to do it, kind of what you have access to and what you're, how much time you're willing to put into it.
2 weeks.
Tomorrow's St. Patty's Day already, so we should have been talking about this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, leave it to me to not look forward and plan accordingly. I'll have to rub it in, man. Question for the meat dude, 35270. Tyler, question for the meat dude. I brought bought some Wagyu hamburger for $5.95 a pound from a local box store. The package read 75-25. Is that a good ratio for Wagyu hamburger?
I would say so, yeah. We slaughter some Wagyu beef in-house here at 6-1 Meats, and I would say it's pretty tough to even get like an 80-20% ground beef out of them carcasses just because they do put on that much fat. So I think a 75-25 is a good, considering the breed, the genetics being Wagyu, that's probably right in the realm of realistic. Of course, 75% lean ground beef is pretty fatty ground beef, so you're probably going to want to be careful on what kind of dish you're putting that into. It might, you know, change things up. It's going to make some pretty awesome burgers, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But there might be some grease. There's going to be some grease fires associated with that, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, and I have been a victim of starting one of those before out on the old propane tank a little, not often. And that did not happen at work. People know that story. There's a propane tank that pretty much caught on fire because of Jake Litwin on Froggy 99.9 during our summer picnic. But I'm not going to get back into that. Got a question for you coming in by phone, Spencer, at 237-5948. I'm going to get Betty on the line with you. Betty, thanks for calling. How's it going today?
Good. Love the weather.
Yeah. I wish it were about sunny and 70, but we're heading in the right direction, hopefully.
Yeah, I know. If wishes were fishes, we'd have a fry.
Betty, I love it. you got a question for Spencer?
Yes. I bought bone steak not too long ago. What can I do with that other than beating it to death again?
You said round steak, right, Betty?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, ground steak is difficult to cook in and of itself without, like you said, beating it, tenderizing it per se, right? That
mm-hmm.
action of beating it with your tenderizer mm-hmm. hammer. Salisbury steak is a dish that I suggest to customers sometimes, which is essentially just thrown into the crock pot with some cream of mushroom and letting it cook all day just to tenderize it. Round steaks
okay.
are tricky to really get good value out of, but that's
maybe
between
shoe
feeding
soles.
It. Yeah, maybe shoe soles. That's about right.
I think so. But anyway, I'll try the crock pot. I'll throw stuff in there and let it cook for 3 weeks.
Yeah, there you go.
Betty, thanks for the phone call and bringing some laughs to the program here. Betty sounds like somebody I want to hang out with, Spencer. I don't know about you.
No kidding. No doubt.
Yeah. We were talking about the Wagyu and how there's marbling there. I don't know that I've ever asked you, what changes the marbling inside a beef?
There's lots of factors of quality of meat, right? Of intramuscular fat. And we have genetics, feed, environment are probably going to be the big three. So how they were fed, what they were fed, the environment in which they were raised, and then, of course, the genetic potential that they have in order to put on fat or deposit fat intramuscular so they get that high amount of marbling. And it all kind of comes together, and by the time it gets to me, you're hoping it was all done correctly and everything worked out and you have a high quality steak. But those really are the big three factors when it comes to the difference of a low quality versus a high quality. And an environment a lot of the times is out of out of your control, whether, you know, this weather, for instance, this past 2 months has probably been, for anybody in this area trying to finish and feed cattle, has been very, very difficult on them critters just because of the cold temperatures, the winds, the snow. So that, you know, has an effect on the end product. So yeah, there's lots that goes into it. That's for sure.
All right. Spence, what I missed this week. I know that you're out and about there, so I don't want to take too much of your time, but final word goes to you, my friend. Then we'll pick it up again next Thursday.
Hope everybody has a wonderful St. Paddy's Day, and hopefully their corned beef turns out great.
Very good. Spencer, it's always fun, man. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. That conversation every week brought to you by Allsager Meats. Again, you can find them out in Ottabin, Minnesota, right along Highway 10. You can see the big yellow sign. They got some exciting news coming up, and I'm looking forward to being able to share that with you when time does allow for that. The individual that sent me the email about the rotisserie chicken saying that they're doing another sirloin tip tonight, so thanks for sending that one in, Tim. 237-5948 is the Lenny Studio line. You call in with